I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's called Pemex, but Mexico's state-run oil company is a little less Mex today after a historic vote in the country's Congress. The vote approved opening up Mexico's oil monopoly to private foreign investment. Might not seem like a big deal, but that oil monopoly has been one of the sacred cows of Mexican politics since 1938, when the country nationalized the industry and kicked out foreign oil companies. This week, before the vote, one congressman even stripped down to his underwear to denounce the stripping of Mexico's oil wealth. Yet Mexico's oil industry is desperately in need of new investment. On its own, Pemex has seen a sharp decline in its production. One big reason? The company lacks the expertise and resources to drill deeper to reach untapped oil deposits. Carlos Rodriguez is Bloomberg's Mexico City bureau chief. He notes a drop in Pemex activities in the Gulf of Mexico.
Just in deep waters, Mexico has about 26, 27 billion barrels of oil. That's a lot. And just to put it in perspective, how little Mexico or Pemex was doing in the Mexican side of the Gulf of Mexico in deep waters, they drilled last year about 6 wells. In the U.S. side, it was over 100 wells. That can show you a little bit of the contrast when you have a lot of companies looking for that oil and when you have to put all in one company, as it was in the case of Mexico until this year.
Now, this bill came on the heels of another big change that happened on December 4th when lawmakers approved an electoral reform bill, which ended a ban on re-election that had been in place also since way back, since the Mexican Revolution almost a century ago. In other words, no more term limits. How big a deal was that for Mexico?
Well, they removed the ban for lawmakers and local government officials. The hope is that you will have lawmakers that can become experts. Right now, their loyalty is to the party, not to the district that you represent, because that's where they're going to get their next job. With this electoral reform, they're hoping that their loyalty of the lawmakers is going to be also shared with the district.
I mean, Carlos, you're covering this as a journalist, but as a Mexican, I mean, how does this news strike you? These are templates for Mexican society and business that have been around for a long time.
Yes, as anybody who has grown up in Mexico, we know that in the schools, since we were little kids, we were taught oil, Pemex, they were kind of nationalistic symbols, that they should not be touched by anyone, not by the private sector, even less by foreigners. So it was a hard, a difficult, challenging case for the government to make that pretty much was all what we've been telling you for the past 40 years. Well, let's not take it that serious. We really need the help from the private sector.
Is this Mexico turning kind of the page, the last page on the chapter of the revolution, you think?
It's difficult to say, but what I can say is that definitely this was the big slice of the Mexico pie that was a contrast to the rest of the economy. Mexico is a very open economy. It's probably one of the countries with the most free trade agreements. In contrast, they have one of the closest energy sectors. You didn't find similar laws in any countries, not even in Venezuela or Cuba. You had to turn to North Korea to find what other countries were so restricted for the private sector in the energy industry.
Mm. Well, that's an impressive comparison. Any concern that it might be American companies that come in and try and profit from the oil?
I mean, the argument from the opposition of the bill was that, like, now the profits of the oil will not stay for the Mexican people. They will go over to companies. The counter-argument is really if the oil stays underground, nobody is getting a profit from it. The people, nor the state, nor the companies.
Carlos Rodriguez, bureau chief for Bloomberg in Mexico City. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Marco.